$648. I'm not here to raise the dead. At least that's what I tell myself as I grip the sweat-soaked steering wheel of my crappy rental. Mrs. Trudeau's refined, ultra-proper voice streams through the intercom speaker to my left, just outside my open window. May I help you? This is my chance. Rose Trudeau is a key source. Not only is she an eyewitness to one of the most infamous unsolved arson cases in history, she's the subject of a now iconic Time magazine cover that sits in my desk drawer. If I land an interview with her, my story goes to another level. Right now, with $648 in the bank, I need another level. In a big way. I need to write this piece. It has all the elements, fame, fortune, tragedy, of a juicy read. Kinda like that blockbuster three-part series on movie stars and plastic surgery. The guy who wrote that so-called puff piece landed a column with the New Yorker. Go figure. But I can't get ahead of myself. One step at a time. I sit a little taller and avoid clearing my throat. I have a delivery for you. Not altogether a lie. Silence fills the space between the intercom and my car door, and I scrunch up my face, squeezing my eyes closed, waiting. Please, please, please. Really, Raylan? Mrs. Trudeau says. You've been calling me nearly every day for a month. Did you think I wouldn't recognize your voice? And dear, don't do that to your face. You'll look like leather before you're 40. Dang. Busted. I smooth my features and notice the camera near the top of the wrought iron gate currently boxing me out. Mrs. Trudeau, wait! I didn't lie. I do have a delivery. I snatch the bakery carton from the passenger seat and hold it up. Lady fingers. Last year, a local news station did a segment on a charity function Rose organized. During an interview, she mentioned her obsession with the ladyfingers from a bakery near her home. A little digging got me to Maud's, and here I am, ladyfingers in hand. A sigh streams through the intercom. Oh, for God's sake, she mutters. I knew you'd keep calling, but I didn't think you'd show up at my door. With ladyfingers, I add, offering a toothy smile. Come on, Rose, let me in. I can't go back, not yet. Not after finding that goon in my apartment, a direct result of my last story. The one that made me persona non grata in Sasper, North Dakota, my maybe soon-to-be former home. 10 seconds of agonizing silence drags on, and I envision myself heading back to Sasper, facing my smug coworkers and a town full of people who blame me for, well, everything. Doubleday. Even as I sit here, the humiliation rolls over me, settling into my gut. I can do this. I force my shoulders back and let out a hard breath before setting the box down and giving it a tap. So close. Something I should be happy about since, up to this point, Rose has shut me down. At least now she knows I want this badly enough to come all the way to Bel Air. I'll keep working on her little by little, and maybe. I reach for the gear shift just as the giant gate creeps open. Wait, what? Is that for me? Not to be corny. But this might be the gate to my future swinging open.